Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Hey, Dan, thanks for joining us. So can you tell us a little bit about what you do for a living?
Yeah, absolutely. I've spent most of my career in software. I started there straight out of college, and now I've got coming up on 30 years, not too far off of that 30-year mark that I've been in the software world. I've done everything from the technical side, marketing, product management, and now sales.
Okay, great. Thanks for sharing that with us, Dan. But you also have a strong interest in personal finance. How did that develop?
I do. Well, ever since I was really just a kid or a pre-teenager, when I kind of got the bug for investing and, hey, wait a minute, this is a way that I can multiply my money or make some money. And I invested in 10 shares of McDonald's stock when I was 11 or 12 years old. And that worked out pretty well and kind of gave me the bug for stock investing. And it stayed with me. And it was something I was always interested in throughout my 20s. And I got very interested in saving. And I guess what we would call today financial independence or just, you know, focusing on that saving goal. And when I was about 30, the stock market, you know, in 08, 09, went down. A lot of people, including me, lost their jobs. And that was a great opportunity for me to actually be a little bit more formal about my interest in finance and investing. And so I did the program at Duke University. They call it an executive certificate in financial planning. I did that. And then I passed the CFP exam. And I thought, okay, this is my opportunity to go into this as a career field. And about that same time, I was just a few months into that journey of maybe this will be my new career, that my previous employer called me back and said, you know, we'd love to have you come back. Would you consider it if we gave you a raise and a promotion? And we had little ones at the time. And I said, I think that's probably a good choice. And so it was the career that never quite was, but it's been something I've been passionate about for a long, long time.
Great. So almost got into it, but still very interested in. So we've talked about what you'll be doing with us and how you'll be providing some research to Plan Vision. What are you looking forward to about some of the projects that you'll be doing with Plan Vision?
Well, I think the idea and what I really like about it is taking something that sometimes can be technical, dry, you know, digging into the numbers and trying to make it a little bit more accessible for a layperson to understand. And we're taking questions that are top of mind for people. Hey, you've got this form from your HR office that says, do you want to do a traditional 401k or a Roth 401k? And there are simplistic answers out there, but maybe we want to go a little deeper, but still make it understandable. So that's one that we just took a look at. Or, hey, should I be using target date funds? Or should I be rolling my own? Again, that's a question that a lot of people have. And, you know, let's spend some time to have a discussion, but do it in a way that's accessible to someone who doesn't do this for a living.
Great. Well, I'm very excited that you'll be available to us as we come across these projects and doing some work that we can share with our clientele. Thanks,
Absolutely.
Dan.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision Podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.